Welcome back to the Potstickers and Punsit podcast, a podcast where three Asian Americans discuss their thoughts on anything and everything. So, because April is Stress Awareness Month, we wanted to dedicate this episode to talking about stress in college. So I'm Janelle, and as always with me, I have the two Potstickers, Teresa.
Hello.
And Caitlin.
Hey.
Alrighty. So, according to U.S. News, Americans are experiencing a profound rise in stress levels resulting from the uncertainty and physical dangers of the novel coronavirus. While most adults report experiencing elevated stress due to the COVID-19 epidemic, adults in ages 18 to 23 are experiencing the highest stress levels. Which is us.
The college-age kids.
Yes. And nearly 90% of this age group reported education as a significant source of stress. So, to ask you all generally, you all listen to people. Ask you all, how do you think the pandemic has affected your stress levels?
Me?
I'm looking at you.
Okay. I think my stress has gone up because of the pandemic. A lot of plans I had made in advance got canceled. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my future pathway got switched around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel schoolwork-wise, I have to read a lot more than I would have in person because some professors think that it's okay because we're home now, so they'll add extra articles to read on top. Like last semester, I had to read a lot, and I started dropping articles towards the end because I just didn't have time to read them all.
Even though Caitlin and I were working together
We were working together on them.
Yeah, the professor would like give us like, I don't even know, like 8 articles to read before each class, and Caitlin and I would split it up, and even then, we didn't really have time to do it. We just started skimming them. Read first sentence and last sentence and called it a day.
Read abstract.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know, what about you, Teresa?
I also agree that my stress levels have also gone up because of COVID. Well, maybe not because of COVID, but just in this situation that we're in because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Specifics? I'm trying to think. I think same thing. Professors think that you have more time, but it's still 24 hours in a day. I don't understand how a pandemic increases the number of hours in a day, because it doesn't. So they'll be like, oh, we will give you 2 hours of lecture videos to watch before actually going to class. And then in class, they're like, you have to be here. But they just talk about the lecture video. So it's like, if I understand lecture video already, why do I need to go to this class? That's like an extra 3 hours of class that I'm going to that I wouldn't be going to in non-pandemic situation. So I find that I'm just doing a lot of busy work.
I also feel like being on Zoom has just added to my stress. Not Zoom itself, it's just sitting there all day looking at a screen hurts my eyes.
Yeah. I also don't like, and the teachers, they cover material a lot faster online.
Yeah, they do.
Because they don't have any cues.
Oh, yes.
Because they can't look at the students and be like, oh, they're completely lost. Let's slow way down. So they just go like, Zoom.
Yeah, unless the professor is like, please turn your camera on so that I know that you are confused or not.
Yeah.
And sometimes, yeah, I think in the addition of the screen, you're not, as students, you're not you're not inclined to ask questions.
Yeah,
you just feel like you don't want to, or
yeah,
you're just like zoning out because you can't focus.
Yes.
So that's then right. They just are like, alrighty.
They seem to understand.
Yeah. Some of them do try, but then some of them, yeah, they're like, well,
just gonna keep going.
Yeah, they through it. It's like, wait, I already finished a chapter?
Yeah, I was like, I just
have the class.
I needed to process my question first that I didn't have time to ask the question.
That happens, yeah, where it's like, by the time you figure out what you don't get, she's like, or he's miles ahead of you, and you're like, oh, I guess I cannot ask it anymore. Question. Yeah.
I do agree with your points, like, being given more work because they're like, oh, you don't go anywhere anymore. And mm-hmm. I was like, that doesn't mean I don't want to do mm-hmm. more, or I have the time to do more mm-hmm. because I need to take a break from looking at all the hecking screens all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fully have invested in the blue light glasses mm-hmm. and I wear them all the time. And yeah, it's more stressful because the fact that they didn't stop school makes me stressed out. Because yeah. they really could have. I was telling Caitlin about this earlier. And I was like, the design of capitalism does not allow them to just take a pause in school. Like, why do we need to keep going?
Why don't we just take an entire year off?
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
I was like, the whole world can just be like, all right, we'll just stop education for like 1 year. 1 year or however long the thing. And so I'm like, they just decided not to do that. They're like, all right, well, we have to keep going. It's always been going. And I was like, no, we can just stop it. What's the real need for everyone to keep going? Capitalismo. Capitalismo.
Another thing I'm thinking about is, like, the social stress aspects mm-hmm. that the pandemic has caused. I mean, obviously, some people don't really care because they're mm-hmm. still, you know, wild and as usual. Mm-hmm. But for people who are more concerned about it, or who are living with people who are very susceptible, like the older mm-hmm. generations, those people might feel more isolated, I think. Because they're like, mm-hmm. oh, I can't hang out with those people anymore because they're not being safe. And then if they give me something, then I'm going to bring it back to my, like, parents or grandparents or something. Mm-hmm. And then that could be really bad. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, like, increased stress, because you're like, like, I want to go out, but I can't. And so then you're just kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Also, at least we have roommates. Imagine, like, living alone in the middle of lockdown.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. That's spooky. Mm-hmm. A pet, at least.
Yes, a pet.
Yeah.
Even a fish.
Oh.
It's still something you can talk to.
They don't remember.
They don't. Yeah. No. But they can just be cute and swim in, like, circles.
Amazing.
Did you know that goldfish get depressed?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I heard that. Like, if you don't spend time with it or something, like, they have, like, facial recognition or something. Uh-huh. So they'll be, like, they get, like, excited to see their owners or something.
Like dogs.
Yeah. Oh,
poor goldfish.
And they also need sunlight. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they also get depressed.
Oh, no. That's Aww. Sad.
They're kind of like us.
Yeah.
But smaller fish form.
Take your fish on a walk, people.
Teleosts. Advanced teleosts.
Nice. I don't get what that means. Remove
it's the jaws, the ones yeah. that go like, and they can, like, suck things in with their mouth. Anyway, okay, my fish bio is showing.
Blub blub. Okay, so additionally, in my research, I was looking up different varieties of stress. So there's, like, four general kinds. Mm. So first is time stress. Okay. Which occurs when you feel worried about time, and more specifically, when you don't have enough time to accomplish all necessary attacks. I'm attacking everyone, including
all
myself.
All necessary attacks?
Oh, tasks! And tasks. I'm attacking. Okay. I don't know what I said. Anyways, the next one is anticipatory stress, and it occurs when you feel anxious about the future.
Oh no.
And then there's situational stress. So this can occur when you're in any upsetting or alarming situation that you cannot control. So it's anything that kind of happens suddenly and without little warning. So it can be something as small as, like, you forget your words on a presentation, or, like, you have a phone call today or mm-hmm. something like that. And then finally, there's encounter stress. So this results when either you feel anxious about seeing certain people alone or in a group. Or it can also occur if you spent too much time with other people and you feel burnt out, even if you like being around them. It's interesting. So, out of all those four types, have you experienced or can you relate to any of these types of stresses? And if you could choose, which one stresses you out the most?
Ope.
Ope.
Ope is right. I feel like the first two stresses, the time and anticipatory, those ones hit hard for me.
They do,
as
really.
A college student. Yeah, because, like, when you write down all the tasks you need to get done, I remember I used to be, like, really annoyed with myself if I couldn't complete everything I wanted to get done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've gotten, like, a little better where I'm like, eh, it's okay, at least I did something today. But before it was really bad, I was like, I gotta get all this stuff done. And if I don't get it done, then what's the point?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very true.
And then anticipatory stress, gosh, like, future, we're juniors. Like,
we laugh, but we cry.
Yeah, we laugh, but we cry. Because we're so close to adulting, and it's like,
don't talk about it. It's making me stressed.
Sorry, Teresa.
This is a stressful episode.
Mm-hmm. You said that, and I said, oh, I need to get on that.
Yeah, I don't know. Even, like, when I was meeting with a pre-health advisor and they were telling me, like, everything I needed to do, I was stressing the entire meeting. Like, that entire meeting to me was just unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, dang it. This is not how it should be.
Just leaves meeting.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Turns off camera, screams, mm-hmm. comes back.
The last two, I don't think I really have those stressors, maybe a little bit situational, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
Not encounter. Yeah, what about you, Teresa?
I think all four really do be calling me out.
All four?
I am always stressed. People are always like, oh, Teresa, you just seem so laid back. And I said, yes, because I bottle all of the stress up inside of me, and it stays there. So it's like, it's a constant little
ball. Like a volcano ready to explode.
Yeah, except for I don't usually explode.
That is good, I think.
Maybe.
Just
maybe.
Don't
it's just like there, and it's like... And I'm like, oh no!
The lava.
Yeah. Issue's just bubbling there all the time.
It'd be like a nuclear reactor core just going.
Yeah. Or it's like you're in an oven, and but you're not being cooked, mm-hmm. but it is uncomfortably warm all
the time.
And you're just never fully relaxed. It's just there.
So, like, living in Florida, just always.
Uncomfortable.
Or in Chicago in the summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just
the
wet.
Yeah, the humidity. Yeah. It's like, it's a suffocating kind of like.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Well, I guess should I talk about specifics?
If you'd like. Yeah, it's up to you.
Well, I think Caitlin already talked about the time stress and the anticipatory stress, because I have the same kind of stuff about that, where it's like, I don't have enough time to do anything. There are all these things I want to do or maybe need to do, but there's no time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then anticipatory, yeah, well, I think that's self-explanatory. Situational stress. Oh, that happened to me the other day. It was terrible. I was coming out from work,
mm-hmm.
and, like, usually I leave my stuff there, and then I go meet my friend to go for a run, and then I go back to work and pick up my stuff, and then go back to my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, in order to get in the building, you need your ID card
mm-hmm.
for school, and I locked it inside the room. And there was, like, nobody else in the building, and my phone was in there, too. So I said, oh, no, what is going to happen? I freaked out. Luckily, there was a very nice girl who was doing her homework on the third floor. And I said, you wouldn't happen to have access to the basement, would you? She's like, no, but maybe you could call the campus security. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't have my phone, though. So she lent me her phone so I could call the guy.
That's good.
Anyway, the guy was kind of mean, but it's okay. I was like, hi, I was wondering if I could get someone to let me in. He's like, who are you? I was like, I'm a student? Like, yeah. Anyway, so that happened. Encounter stress.
This one kind of just reminds me of, like, social anxiety.
Yeah, that's like social anxiety for me.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if I hang out with other people who are really loud, then I have to, like, put out a lot of energy in order to match their energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, say somebody's extroverted And since if I'm like an introvert, I have to put out a lot of energy in order to be extroverted. Mm-hmm. So then in like a couple hours, I'm like, okay, you can leave. I need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Even though I don't actually go to sleep, I just mm-hmm. like, you know, watch a movie.
You're just like, I just rest.
Yeah, I just need to. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I feel the same way with encounter stress. I'm thinking about like, yeah, kind of like being anxious around people. So for me, I remember feeling really anxious this one specific time where I was hanging out with my roommate and her friends. And I like didn't really know them that well, but I kind of knew them, but they were doing some stuff and I didn't really want to participate in it. And so I was just anxious being around them, which is weird because like I know my roommate really mm-hmm. well, and we're friends, but I was like, and then I was like, I never want to go to a party again because I just didn't like being around. It's not like those people weren't nice. They were nice, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but I just didn't, I felt real uncomfortable not participating in the things they were participating yeah. in, and I feel really left out, but I'm also like, this is my room. Like, they're on my stuff. But then I went to a party my sophomore year, and then it was fine because I was with people who were keeping me safe, and I was like, I feel safe.
That's good.
So that's one time. Yeah, if I like am with people and I don't really know them and I feel out of place,
yeah,
it's very awkward and stressful for me. I'm like, time to go to bed. I agree. I just want to go to bed after.
Like, okay, I'm leaving now. And they're like, oh, good night, Teresa.
But it's not good
and,
night.
Yeah, and they think you go to bed real early, but it's like, no, I just need to leave.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, for me, time stress and anticipatory stress, top two. Gang, gang. always. Well, I try not to be anxious about the future. We'll get into this in the rest of the episode. I just be ignoring it. And then time
doesn't
stress
exist.
She doesn't exist, not yet. And then time stress, yeah, I do write out my tasks, but like Caitlin, I'm like, ah, as long as I do like one of them, that's good. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it is satisfying to like cross out the thing, so as long as I do one, it's great. I feel like I watched something where it was like your to-do list should not be more than like 7 things, and I was like, oh.
That's funny.
Well, alas,
unfortunate.
I think a lot of people say if you work out you have to include that in your to-do list.
Mm-hmm. I do that sometimes,
yeah, because it counts as doing something that's accomplishing.
Yeah, it, you did. Mm-hmm. You got, yeah, the 30 minutes of exercise. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this is a little bit of a chonky section.
Oh my, chonky section.
Yes. So,
okay.
I found some of the common causes of stress in college, so for college students. So I'm just going to read through them really quick. You can digest on them. Oh, and okay, then we'll talk about them. So, primarily, health. So, worries about or issues with health might be a major stressor because of how it can impact academic performance. Additionally, with coronavirus, we all know the health uh-huh. issues. Secondly, balancing work, school, and family life. So your academic load in college is often larger and involves more complicated work than in high school. So attempting to keep up with that on top of any other job or family responsibilities can add to additional stress in your daily life. Next is class scheduling and credit load, LOL. Class scheduling classes may stress you out, double exclamation point. Costs of colleges and finances. So obviously the cost of college tuition at traditional schools has risen notably over the past few decades, mm-hmm. and combined with other expenses such as the cost of housing, food, and books, students may feel stress over finances while in school, especially if they're like paying for it themselves. Mm-hmm. Grades and exams. You may feel pressure to get certain grades due to a number of factors, such as meeting expectations of others or your desire to go onto a master's program. We know about that. Preparing for postgraduate life. The thinking about life after college can be daunting because it's unknown and unfamiliar. and the stress may be amplified if your friends or peers have a post-grad plan that they are very, like, confident about, and if you don't know, then you're like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we have relationships. So, in college, if you are not, like, closer to your support system as you used to be, for example, if you're going to school out of state, or you just, like, don't really talk to your family and friends, this can cause more tension and stress in addition to the pressures of school. So, that was kind of chunky. But once again, out of all of these, you can, like, talk about which ones resonate with you or stresses you out the most. And if you did have any ways of overcoming these stressors, you can talk about those as well.
Okay.
Let's ruminate on this. This information. And then Caitlin will go first.
You know, my answer is really all of them.
Me too! Maybe we should just go down the line and talk about all of them.
Because sure. I'm like, go ahead. The college stressors, and I'm like, oh my god. It's just all of them. All of the above.
Mm-hmm. All of the above.
Okay, what's the first? Health. Yeah, I mean, with the pandemic happening, thank goodness I'm vaccinated. I'm 95%. I can still carry it, though, which is concerning. Mm-hmm. But the rest of my family is getting vaccinated, so it should be okay.
Yay!
But in the beginning, I was very cautious going out. And, like, I definitely even, while we were, like, here fall semester, we didn't go anywhere. We mm-hmm. just stayed inside. Yeah.
The store.
My mm-hmm. first COVID shot yesterday.
Yay, congratulations, mm-hmm. Teresa.
So it'll be, what, another 4 weeks, though, before I'm the, whatever, 95%,
85%. Yeah, once you get your second shot, you have to wait two weeks.
Yeah.
And then, bam, 95%.
Yay.
Yeah. Janelle says she's 95% by association.
I get it. Even when the regular people get it, I think that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else to add, anyone?
In the health?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't really know. I guess, like, for some people, the, like, change in food, like, that type of stuff.
Mm.
Because especially if you're used to eating a lot of, like, home-cooked meals at home, or you're used to eating kind of healthier at home, which is kind of how I am. at least our dining halls at our college are not the most diverse.
Please, I love the brown food
section. I love the brown food section.
Wait, haven't we talked about this?
I love it so much.
Yeah, it's good, but it's just like, it's not stuff that I'm used to eating every day. So that was kind of like a... And then plus people were always like, oh, the Opelo truck. They're all... Oh, yes. You know, have you ever seen the little arrow in between the E and the X and the
FedEx?
Yes. Yeah. It's really random. Okay, sorry. But I guess for that, people always talk about the freshman 15 or whatever.
Yeah.
So that could be a stressor for some people, I think. But I guess how to combat that, or, like, something you could do to deal with that, you could make your own food, too, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I was thinking just exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you walk a lot anyway, kind of, in college.
Yeah.
Well, not now, but...
No. I was also thinking about how stress affects your health, too. Like, worrying about your health is a stressor, but the fact that stress can affect your health with, like, the midterms and finals weeks. Mm-hmm. I used to get sick because, like, you're like, inside all the time. And then it's like, bleh. Mm-hmm. And you're like, right when I don't need it. Mm-hmm. Like, how dare you?
Mm-hmm, how dare.
And then if you do get sick, plus you're living with so many other people from everywhere, mm-hmm. so then you're even more likely to get sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten sick in a whole year.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's the only good thing that's come out of this is I haven't gotten sick because I haven't been around people and their germs.
Amazing.
Because every year I would get really sick right before finals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was a fun time.
I feel like almost everyone on campus was sick during finals.
Yeah.
And it's just going to spread.
It's a fun time.
Can't have that next year, Loyola.
No. Don't want that.
Okay. Any thoughts about the balancing your work, school, family things? The academic load?
I think when I was at home for spring when we first got sent back last year, I think that was pretty hard. But then moving here, I didn't have to do... Because when I'm home, I have to do a lot of chores around the house to help out. Like, I feel like obligated to anyway, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a yard, so I always had to go out and help take care of it and stuff. But now that I'm here, I don't have to. I don't have to worry about it.
Not a problem.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Sorry. That makes sense.
Yeah. My mom already has a task for me when I get home.
How cute. Yeah, I did think that, like... Actually, for me, I felt like my freshman year... I don't know. It was, like... Handling the workload was different from college and high school. I don't know if it was probably more, but I didn't feel like it was more because in high school you have like 10 things due the next day in every class, but in college you have it every other day. So I liked that when I was a freshman. I was like, oh, don't gotta have to do this until Tuesday. So yeah, but I did think, yeah. And also my freshman year, I didn't join anything, so... I just focused on school.
Mm-hmm.
It's still hard, but I didn't have other obligations. But now that I'm doing other things, it is kind of like, pick and choose when to do which one.
Mm.
But the way I combat that is just scheduling stuff and prioritizing things at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make my to-do list smaller every day doesn't happen sometimes. I also sometimes will, like, write everything I need to do for the week in one day. But it doesn't stress me out for some reason. Because as long as I do
it. As long as it's kind of spread out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be like, okay, as long as I kind of write it as, like, a reminder that I need to do this week. But it's not due until 3 days from now.
Teresa? Oh, it's my turn. Okay.
Yeah, if you'd like.
Let's see. Well, I mean, I guess in terms of, like, freshman year... I thought freshman year was way easier than high school. Partially because, I mean, the only two science classes I was taking were just Gen Bio and Gen Chem, which were, like, basic stuff, at least for me. and on top of that, I didn't have to commute to school because I lived on campus, so I could walk to school within, like, 10 minutes.
Yes.
Whereas my high school was, what was it, like, 22 miles away from me. So on a good day, that would take... 20 to 30 minutes. On a bad day, that would take an hour. And then I'd be late for school. Anyway. So that would, like, suck out a lot of time. But I think now I am very busy because I'm taking a lot of classes and I have a job. And then since I do have my own apartment, well, you guys do too, but I do find myself doing a lot of the chores in the house. Like, I will be taking all the garbage later after we finish recording this. Most of which is not mine, but that's okay. Because it needs to get taken out. So, might as well just do it. So I guess all of that is kind of difficult, and it makes me stressed. Because then it's like, oh, I finished this, but now I have to do all of my schoolwork. But I already did all of this, and now I'm tired. So then things kind of get pushed back until it's like, they're all due tomorrow and I have not started any of them. Yeah, but...
I also wanted to say that I also forgot about work because my jobs that I've had on campus are like one day, like a Saturday for like 3 hours. So I don't get paid very much, but I never have jobs where I'm like afraid of getting like a job where I have to like do stuff every day or like it's a long shift.
Yeah.
But I do have to get a paid patient care experience job, but that's for later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the other thing is, like, if you're taking fewer credit hours, because, yeah. like, next year,
that's true.
I'm going to be, I hope I'll be chilling. It's just, yeah, right now, it's like, those 3 hours a day really suck up time. It's like, I could have finished an essay in that time, mm-hmm. but did not. Mm. Yeah.
I think it's just worse for STEM majors because they have discussion too. So it's basically another 50 minutes. When you're 14, it's really like 18.
I hate discussion groups.
What am I doing?
Yeah, because they either... it just doesn't work out. Because either the lectures are trash, so then they make up for it in the discussion with actual problems. Mm-hmm. So then you shouldn't have to go to the lectures because the discussion is really all that matters. Or it's like the other way around, where the lectures are good, but then you don't do anything in discussion. It's like, why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Dang. Yeah.
I don't like discussion groups if no one wants to do anything or knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's stressful. I'm like, hold on, I'm trying to do this, please. Mm-hmm. So I can somewhat stay on topic.
That's what happened to me in genetics. Like, nobody talks in my discussion groups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like...
That is stressful.
Yeah, and I'll try to... you know, initiate conversation with mm-hmm. them, but obviously me being me, that doesn't work out too well. I pretend I'm dumb. Oh. I go, hey guys, so what are we supposed to be working on right now? Even though I already knew mm-hmm. it, I already downloaded it, I already looked at it, but you know, I pretend mm-hmm. to, you know, keep everything yes. nice so people are like, oh yeah, I didn't know where it was either.
No, that's literally me.
In hopes that people will be okay with asking questions, but then they do not.
I hate when I ask a question and no one answers me, not even the chat, and I'll be like, okay, okay, I'm just gonna disappear.
Yeah. Goodbye. I do not exist anymore.
Mm-hmm. Off. Oh, I guess we just did technically talk about class scheduling and credit load. It'd be mm-hmm. difficult.
Class mm-hmm. scheduling, though.
Yes.
Is... Well, ours if is... we're in, if since we're all in honors, it's not as bad. Well, except for getting the honors class.
Getting the honors class yeah, is the worst
that
part.
That is terrible. Uh-huh. Yeah. But all the other classes are usually open for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For clarification, in our school, the honors program does register before most students. Yeah. So mm-hmm. since we're in it, we do get, like, mm-hmm. an easier time for scheduling other classes related to like our mm-hmm. major or like electives and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not true for all the people.
Yeah, because like for us, if scheduling starts on like Monday or something, yeah. the athletics kids get it like way before that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But then we'll usually be scheduled like late Monday or Tuesday morning. But then all of my other friends who aren't in honors won't have theirs until like Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So then by that time a lot of classes that they closed. Wanted will be gone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I guess just make sure to have backup plans. So any thoughts about college costs and finances? That is sometimes very stressful. My parents would always be like, hey, apply for the scholarships, and I'd be like, I don't want to. It'd be very stressful for me. I am stressed. Like in high school, like they were like, hey, apply for this one and this mm-hmm. one and this one and this one and this one. And then they'd be like, why aren't you like, are you applying? They like double check. They're like, are you doing it? And I'll be like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, that's like the money. We can get mm-hmm. more money. And I was like, yes, I understand. I'm just tired. mm-hmm. Yeah. It is kind of stressful. I don't pay for it myself, but I know some people who do, so they mm-hmm. like work a lot
mm-hmm.
and then that once again can affect like their work life school mm-hmm. balance, but they're like, but I have to pay for school, so that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Cost of housing, food and books. Yeah, I buy a lot of food
and the books so expensive.
Yeah.
Except for Caitlin taught me the hack of renting them. So now that's what I do.
Yay! Especially, yeah, the big
the
ones.
Big boys that you don't need ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah. The or sometimes I just don't buy them. Because I don't read them.
Mm-hmm. If you, like, don't need it for, like, problems or anything.
Yeah. Or if it's available online. Sometimes, you know, they have, like, the little free PDFs. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's, like, my physics book.
Yeah, me too.
She'd be, like, 1,000 pages. But mm-hmm. she's all online. So mm-hmm. I just control F it.
Mm-hmm. They're like, we can't print this
I'm not printing that out.
Mm-hmm. Ways to combat? Have a budget. I'm not sure.
For cost of colleges?
But I guess, like, in terms of, like, your other costs, maybe, like, books and...
Yeah, or eating maybe, out versus making food at home.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can also communicate with your professor sometimes. Sometimes if they're nice, they may have, like, other book options. I don't know, I saw something on Twitter.
usually you can get away with buying older editions because it's the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. But the page numbers are just slightly different sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. For, like, science and math, like, you could definitely get older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same.
A lot of my STEM professors are always like, if it's too expensive, just buy older editions. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Something else is that sometimes the older students are selling their books. Yeah. Or lending them to people. Mm-hmm. So if you have friends who have already taken the class, they'll sometimes give it to you for, like, very low cost, or they'll lend it to you for the semester.
I do want to sell my books. I sold some of my friends... the Orgo book PDF that Caitlin gave me. I got $10 off of it.
Caitlin says, that's my $10.
Do you want me to Venmo you
$10? No, I was just like, I should have been doing that now that I think about it.
Yeah, well, it's because they were like, do you have the Orgo book? And I was like, I do. It's a PDF. It's just a little clunky, but it's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sell your books, friends.
Mm-hmm. I should have done that. I should make a Facebook post and be like, I got this edition of the Orgo book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do it. They'll still need it.
Yeah. I have all those honors books. Mm-hmm. Back when I was a dumb girl and bought all of the books for honors.
Get rid of them.
I tried. If you want to sell it, like, you can sell them online. Mm-hmm. But say the book was, like, $12, right? You get 25 cents for it. And honestly, it's fine because I just need to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But I think the books that they read for honors change. So it's
they do.
It's not gonna be useful to anybody else.
And I write in mine.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least from my freshman year books, they have a lot of writing in them. So I was like, I don't think anyone's gonna find this very helpful. You can't read anything. Mm-hmm. There's too many lines.
Yeah. Well, I guess you already kind of talked about the scholarships. Because I know that's a big one for me, is I have, like, academic scholarship, and then I have, like, other stuff for music and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, some of them aren't that much, but, like, it still goes towards stuff, you know? Like, even if it's only, like, a $1,000 scholarship, which, like, seems like a lot, but, like, in the general scheme of things, it's not, but it's still going
still
towards
useful,
it. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Also, what is it? What is the working on campus for the tuition?
Oh,
Work study.
Oh, yeah.
If you have the opportunity to get that kind of job, that can be helpful as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, working for capitalism. Okay. Grades and exams. Yikes. Anyone want to start? Or I could start.
I think in, like, COVID, at least for just remembering to do them, for me, that's been a big one. Because, like, I have, like, quizzes that we don't take in person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're just due online, and I forget. Happened to me yesterday.
Oh, no.
So I've forgotten to do two of my quizzes now. But luckily, she drops the lowest, too. But that means I cannot forget anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have reminders on my phone every Friday. Take quiz.
Quiz.
Yeah. I mean, I always feel really hard on myself. I think this is only for, like, it's not for my parents, because they don't care. They said, oh, no, what happened? Well, actually, no. Sometimes they do care. Usually they don't. As long as it's, like, a pretty okay, or I tried my hardest. But usually if I don't get the score that I wanted, then I get really sad. Mm-hmm. But it's like frustrating because it'll be stuff that I actually know, but then on the test, it's like, it doesn't show that I actually know it.
Yes.
Yeah. Or my mother will be like, Teresa, it's because you didn't study enough. And I was like, no, I understand this. I can explain it to you right now. And she'll be like, oh, never mind. You actually do understand it. It's okay then that you got this grade because you actually get it. Mm-hmm. I said, thanks, mother. Or my dad will be like, no, that is not a good grade. Now you have to take the also harder classes and do better on them to balance it out. I said, oh.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Keep
on. I don't know. I just think, like, the magical number for med school, the average GPA is 3.7. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you don't have that, then you're trash, basically. And mm-hmm. it's like, no, you're not trash. But it's what, that's the number that a lot of kids want to get or do better than, mm-hmm. so they can be competitive. And going into college with that mindset already is just stressful. Like, mm-hmm. I hated it so much. And then when honors came around, that was probably the hardest English class I've ever taken.
Oh, with yeah.
all the grading styles so different yeah. across mm-hmm. professors and, like, the who grades our midterms is not our professor, it's someone yeah. else, and so their grading style is completely different. So yeah. some take off more points for certain things than mm-hmm. others, which I thought was ridiculous.
It was really weird.
Because yeah. there wasn't even, like, a concrete rubric they'd yeah. have. They got to choose where they took points off. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is the stupidest thing I have ever taken part of. Mm-hmm. It's fine, it got better later.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. And then if you get anything wrong with your GPA, like, if you get... I don't know. See, even, like, in the beginning, med school students are, like, oh, no, well, not med school students. Pre-med students are, like, B's are the end-all, be-all. And then if they get a C, it's over. They just, like, drop.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just a lot of pressure to do well. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten away from that. I remember I was, like, really upset before when I do really bad. But now I'm, like, you know what? It'll happen at the end. That's what matters. It'll get done.
Yeah.
And then I know, like, a lot of the kids in my major are always, like, super, you know, like, oh my gosh, like, what did you get for this, like, after the test? And yeah. my mind has completely forgotten that entire exam existed. I was like, you yeah. know, I did it. I don't know what my answers were, and I don't care what your answers are. Because the thing is, like, when people tell each other answers, then someone's going to feel like they either got the answer, so they're like, okay. But if the person, like, didn't get that same answer, then they start stressing about it, and then mm-hmm. they just work themselves into, like, a spiral. And I'm like, I'm not about to do that to myself, so I'm going to be like, I forgot it. So I always mute those conversations. I'm like, I don't want to be a part of it.
Teresa's pointing at herself.
Teresa's like,
that happened yesterday. What was yesterday? No, on Thursday in my genetics discussion class.
Mm-hmm.
She was, like, it was, like, one of those things where it shows you different things that grow mm-hmm. on different things based on what you add in and mutations mm-hmm. and you have to, like, draw the pathway
mm-hmm.
and the enzymes that are defective at each, like, checkpoint.
Oh, I love that.
And I had it right
mm-hmm.
and then she had the professor had the wrong answers on the screen and nobody said anything about it, and she was explaining it, and I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she literally explained
the
it.
Wrong way.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. wrong way. And I said, I guess that makes sense, but that's not what you said in the lecture.
Oh, that's then, really weird.
But so then I didn't say anything because nobody else said anything. The TA didn't say anything. And I said, well, if none of them say anything, then they must all be right and I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sent out an email later that day and was like, I totally, like, switched the enzymes. And I was like... Now I have to relearn it the correct way again.
Oh, wow. That
anyway.
Is so stressful.
It was. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I don't know anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, I would do that in, like, high school. Be like, what'd you get? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like it's, like, a little rude. Because, yeah, like what Caitlin said, like, I feel like you're not really thinking about other people mm-hmm. when you... prompt those types of mm-hmm. questions, and you're like, hey, other people may not want to discuss the test anymore, which yeah. is definitely like me, because I also forget. I'm like, goodbye. Mm-hmm. I just took it. Yeah, I just think it's like you took it and then you get what you get and then you're like, cool, next test.
Yeah. I think it, when it is useful is after you get the test back. I think it's useful after,
oh, yes.
And then you see that, like, say Caitlin and I took the same test and Caitlin got one question right, but on that same question I didn't get it right, so then I can ask her how she got that.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I think that makes more sense.
I think the issue is the speculation that causes, like, the stress.
Everybody says they got this answer, even if they don't know if it's right or wrong, though. But you got something different. I see.
That's why I like it, like, after, because I'm like, okay, now we can go over and talk about what's right and wrong, and that way I can understand before psyching myself out and being like, I don't get this, obviously.
Yeah. Good point.
Me.
Yeah. I do... I have definitely lessened the pressure in getting certain grades because grades don't determine who you are. I'm just like, I'm just like attack. I like don't really, I do try my best and that's all that matters. It's like it's not like I don't care about school anymore. It's just I try my best and then the outcome, I'm fine with it because that was the best I can do. If there is points where I was like, yeah, I definitely didn't get it at all and I got a bad grade, then I would reach out and be like, hey, how do I improve? But most of the time I was like, ah, I got what I needed to get. And the other parts, it's fine. I'm very lax now.
That's true.
My mom's like, ah.
Yeah. I think that's why I usually get, like, sad, though, is because I'll look at the test and most of the questions are just dumb mistakes that I made.
Yeah.
And it's like, so if I got like 6 wrong, 5 of those will have been because I like didn't read the question correctly or I missed one sentence or one word. And it's like, oh, Teresa, but you knew the answer and you just clicked the wrong answer.
That's true. When you read over the accept.
And that happens to me a lot. So then if I don't get the grade that I thought that I could have gotten, then it's like, oh. Like, you could have had those extra 5 points, but you didn't read it.
Oh, yes. That makes sense.
Those are frustrating a lot.
We're fine. Okay. We have kind of touched on preparing for post-grad life.
We have a whole episode dedicated to
that. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go watch that one. Episode 3.
Oh, 3, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yes. Alrighty. Any thoughts about just maybe relationships?
I don't know.
Caitlin and I both are close to home, so we, like, see them sometimes.
Oh, so it's on me.
If you'd like.
So, yes, I do live quite far ways away.
Quite far.
In the nice sunny state of California. Not always sunny. Sometimes on fire.
Sometimes but, it's fire.
Yes, so majority of my family is in California. So I'm quite used to, like, going down to see them every single weekend. Like, my extended family. Mm-hmm, so my mom's, like, sister, brother, my dad's cousins, etc. So coming here was kind of a change because I have a lot of family here. This is originally where, like, my grandpa is from. Yeah, they used to be part of the Chinatown gangs. Anyway.
Gangs.
Yeah. But anyway. So I do have some support here, and I think that's one of the reasons why my parents are okay with me coming out here.
That's good.
Because otherwise they would have been like, what's going to happen if she doesn't have, like, people to talk to for, like, health stuff? Or maybe that she needs a consultation at this place and nobody's going to know anything. But since I do have family here, they'll be like, oh, yes, you could go see this doctor or this doctor. Stuff like that. But I do, because my parents will still be visiting those other cousins and stuff on the weekends. And so then I'm like, oh, like, I feel kind of sad because I do, because family is pretty important to me. So not being able to hang out with them is kind of sad. But Zoom is helpful. Two of my other cousins, or my first cousin and my second cousin, we Zoom to, like, watch stuff on Netflix or just to talk sometimes, which is nice.
It is very cute. Mm-hmm.
The perks of Zoom. Okay. So finally, when the website talked about managing stress as a student, so they divided it into unhealthy ways and healthy ways. So the unhealthy ways can include participating in drugs,
The drogas.
Las drogas. The smoke. Use drugs, drink. Spending compulsively. Over and under eating. Ignoring the stressor.
I'm pointing you out.
And procrastinating with social media.
I'm pointing me out.
Alright, so those were the unhealthy. They've considered some things healthy. Confronting the stressor. Spending time with loved ones. Taking breaks. Mm-hmm. And getting professional help when needed. So, knowing these, how do you generally cope with your... Dang it, let me ask the question.
Sorry.
How do you cope with your stress? Are some ways unhealthy, healthy, or you got a little bit of both?
Am I going first?
Yeah.
Well, first off, I do not smoke because I think that's gross and also bad for your lungs. Lung cancer, friends, other types of cancer, give other people cancer. Just all around, just all around not cancer. A good time.
No.
Drugs, also don't use them, never have. Well, except for, like, you know, acetaminophen, like Motrin. You know that? Tylenol, maybe?
My Tylenol.
My DayQuil is definitely straight up lava. I'm mm-hmm. like,
yeah. Oh, that stuff is like, it makes you really like.
Yeah, for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I love DayQuil.
Unless you're like really sick, and in which case it then doesn't do anything.
Yeah, you're just but, dead.
Yeah, okay. But aside from that, yeah, no. I don't think they're useful. I think they cost too much money, mm-hmm. and I think they're just not a good time. Mm-hmm. Drinking, I don't really like it. But sometimes I think it's kind of fun to try new things. Also, I am 21. Disclaimer.
Well, social drinking's okay.
Social drinking's it's okay, yeah.
Only yes. when you're stressed, you shouldn't yeah, go yeah, yeah. straight yes. to the alcohol. Yeah.
Which I do not, because it tastes bad.
Yeah.
Thumbs up all around. Mm-hmm. Spend compulsively. I do like buying things. I am one of those, what are those people called?
Shopaholic?
Not a, I wouldn't say stress shopaholic. Better? Like a stress, yeah, stress shopper. So like after a big test, I'll be like, oh, I just need to buy something. Don't usually end up doing it, but I'll kind of like look browse. Online. I'll be like, oh, like I could do this or I like that. I do try to keep it under control, and I'm like, no, I only need an actual pair of like nice work pants that are actually long enough and don't fall off of me. So I try to keep it more rational. Mm-hmm. The other ones I don't think and bug me too much, but I do procrastinate with social media a lot. Mm-hmm. But sometimes yes. I think that is like my taking a break.
Yeah.
But if it gets too long, then I think it's unhealthy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did go see a therapist in high school. Not necessarily for stress, but just so I could talk to somebody. Because, yes, me being me, didn't like talking to people about my problems. It's gotten better, though. I do talk to more people about that stuff. But my mother was worried because I wouldn't talk to her either. So she was like, mm-hmm. we'll pay somebody to talk to you. So that's really all I did. I played games with her. It was kind of fun just to talk about stuff.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were, like, some stuff that we worked through, too. But in mm-hmm. general, it was mostly just for me to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. Which I think was nice just to, like, let stuff out. Like,
yeah.
mm-hmm. exude the stress. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, for me, yeah, no smoking, use of drugs, or drinking. Only social drinking, because I'm 21.
Yay!
With Teresa.
Yay!
I don't spend compulsively. I do undereat when I'm stressed. I think both Teresa and Jamil have seen it happen.
The other day she said, I didn't eat breakfast or lunch. I mm-hmm. had snack. Yeah. And then I said, Caitlin,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. We came home the other day. She said, oh, yeah. I was like, no, you didn't eat lunch. You said you were, and then you did not.
I forget to, and it's really bad. Or I'm, like, so stressed, I have so much, like, cortisol that I just don't want to eat.
That does happen.
Like, I'm just, like, I'm not hungry. Like, I need to get the stuff done. I can just eat later. Mm-hmm. That's definitely not healthy. Ignore the stressor? I used to do that. But now I'm like, I'm gonna make this thing. I'm gonna do it. I'm going to beat it. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
We like to point our finger guns at our chest. Neil and I just go, point. Yeah, and ah! And then it's fine.
Procrastinate with social media. I've done that before. I feel like because things have happened, I do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. When I be doing homework, it says, take this BuzzFeed quiz. Oh, yeah. OMG, have you seen this new show on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
It's okay, me too.
Healthy ways? Usually after a test, I always feel like running. Mm-hmm. And so I'll go and exercise. I think that's like my way of coping stress.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah, exercising and just talking with friends and family. Mm-hmm. But I think exercise is the biggest one for me because I can just go, in my mind. Or sometimes I have no thoughts. Mm-hmm. When I'm running, I'm just like, you know, concentrating on my breathing and making sure it's even.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh,
Janelle? Yeah, Janelle's yes. turn.
Yes. No drogas, no alcohol. I'm only 20, so no social drinking either. Just hanging out with the friends, eating crackers.
You do love crackers.
Mm-hmm. I love crackers.
There was this one time after freshman year, we got our first paper back, and my roommate and I thought we did fine, and we got a C+. And I was like, ooh. I've never gotten that. We weren't really sad. We were just like, what the heck? Yeah. And then we went shopping.
That first paper was real blow to the ego.
But it was. And we talked to our high school English professor or teacher. Mm-hmm. And we were like, hey, we did our paper and we got a C+. And they took off so many points for this. And he was like, I never had a problem with your guys' like grammar or something. We were like, yeah! And then we're like, then we bought some clothes. It was from a thrift store, so it wasn't a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But I do actually, I guess it's not really in relation to stress, but generally I do like to spend clothes. I buy a lot of clothes and then I don't use them in the next year. And I'll be like, my mom gets mad. Put it in the Goodwill bag and she's like, why? Yeah. And I was like, don't use it, it's out of style. I'm really bad at shopping. I need to do more ethical shopping. I'm working on that. I think I'm generally good at eating, but sometimes I eat when I'm bored.
Me too.
But I also do like to eat when I'm stressed. I don't think I undereat. I think I eat more because generally I'm hungry, and so I'll be like, oh, I'm bored, I'll eat a snack. Mm-hmm. But definitely I'll be like stressed and I'll be like, all right, stress snack.
That's what I do
a little bit. Because I feel like if I don't eat, I don't have energies to focus, so mainly I'm like, if I eat more, I'll be like ready to go.
Sometimes I use my meals as a break.
I do that.
So I'm like,
that's true.
I guess it's lunchtime now. Yeah, I'll not be like, doing homework
it's
now.
It's snack time, and then I end up watching 10 YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
and
each YouTube video is like 15 minutes.
And you're like, 2 hours later.
2 hours. The SpongeBob. 2 hours later.
Oh, yeah.
Ignoring the stressor. I do that. I like to rephrase it as like, oh, I don't need to do that until... So that's kind of procrastinating, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Ignoring the stress.
Yeah, I do that.
And I'm like, and then procrastinate with social media. Wow, I just outed myself. It's like almost all of the unhealthy ways.
I mean, yeah. Us too.
Procrastinate with social media. Yeah, it's like... You can say that almost all of the unhealthy ways are like, oh, I'm just taking a break. I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
And then, but then, yes, if it's too long, then you're like,
if it's too long, then it makes you more stressed.
Yeah. You know when you have to do something and it stresses you out to do it, but then sometimes or most of the time you do it and then you're like,
Yeah.
I finished it.
For me, it's like getting started that's stressful.
Yeah, getting like started thinking, is always the worst part.
Thinking about starting it is stressful. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like
me, all papers.
I have a bibliography due tomorrow. Ugh. Also have the introduction of my like scientific paper that was due this week, technically. She said it's okay if not. Yes. I told her I was busy. She said, ah, that's fine. You can just send it whenever.
That's good.
But yes, those are due. And I said, who? They don't exist.
I feel like I'm not great at papers, but I always end up doing fine. But I just hate doing them so much. So those are one of the things I push off the most. Healthy ways, I will work on confronting my stressors, which is probably just like, hey, do the paper.
Mm-hmm. I do think, though, that professors could make it better by having the papers, like, I mean, not all papers can be like this, obviously, but having more papers that are assigned that are what you want to write about.
Yeah.
So, like, have it as a wide topic, like what our honors professor kind of does,
mm-hmm.
where it's, like, a wide topic, but you can choose what interests you most.
Because
I have more fun on those papers I really do actually want to do the research and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting.
Yeah. But if it's, like, a paper on a book...
They're so boring.
Then I'm
I definitely like the papers I write now. Where, you choose the topic. It still stresses me out, though, to write
them. That's true. Mm. But they're a little more fun.
Yeah. Yes. I think the research part is fun, but the writing part is not so fun.
That's true. I like compiling the information.
Me too.
But that's about it.
Oh, actually,
look at my knowledge of wealth.
Look at this.
Yeah.
When I write papers with Caitlin, Teresa go so fast, and I'm like, paragraph one? I'm like,
So for me is I make my outline.
I do too.
But like
Caitlin doesn't outline.
But so I gather all of my research and then I group them all together.
Oh, me too.
So and then I figure out what I want to say. So by the time I'm writing it, I've already written my paper, but I just have to put it into sentences.
Yeah, I do that too. But then I still am like,
I mean, I still categorize my research. I just still go the whole time.
Yeah. I can't. I do have an outline. I have highlighted my like research notes. It's wild.
Wow.
I did that for my our Asian
paper.
Yeah.
I did that, and then I was like, I have to keep doing this.
I've been doing that
for all the papers. Taking breaks. I am a big fan of taking breaks.
Me too.
And partying.
But maybe a little too much.
I like walking a lot.
Oh yeah. Going outside and exercising is also important.
I just really like exercising.
Coping with my stress generally, is like, I'm like, time for a break if my brain can't handle it anymore. In high school, I used to, like, stay up sometimes doing dumb work. It would just be vocab work. And I'd, like, be up so late and that I'd start crying. And then my mom would come down to be like, you're still up? And I was like, yeah, but I'm, like, only 3/4 of the way done. I need to have this done. And she was like, take a break. And so I like took a nap, and then I'd like get back up and I'd be like, all right. And it would be fine. Like, I really would push myself to keep doing stuff, but breaks are essential for your brain.
Yeah.
It needs to stop.
It needs to stop.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the pandemic times with the screens.
Yeah.
I definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not good because we're taking breaks while we're on our phones and it's another screen. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Lie down and just.
I try to do stretches now. Janelle sees me do them.
Oh, yeah. We love stretches.
Sometimes I just sit. I do that for piano because one of my composition professor, like, I don't remember when I took composition. Freshman year? Sophomore year?
Sure.
One of those years. And he was like, if you're working on doing a composition but you need to take a break, don't go on your phone because it like moves you out of that headspace and then it takes time for you to get back into the headspace. So he says, like, just sit there. Sometimes I do that. I just put my head on the piano and take a little nap for 5 minutes.
That's nice. I should try that. Yeah. So is my stress coping unhealthy or healthy? LOL. It's both. We do all the things. I think the healthy things we're trying to do more, especially in the pandemic times, like going on walks are very fun and cute. Vitamin D, so helpful. I think that's it. So you know, just to end this episode, I just want to say that we're all feeling stress, especially during these tumultuous times. Nice so, word. Thank you. Please reach out to get help from your friends, family, or professionals if you are feeling overwhelmed. It's important to take care of yourselves and know that you're not alone in what you are feeling. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, so thank you everyone for listening to this episode. Follow us on Instagram at potstickersandpunsit to stay up to date and get sneak peeks of our next episodes. You can also send us questions via a Google form, which is in our Instagram bio, and we will answer them in future episodes. So new episodes come out every Friday, and if you liked this one, don't forget to subscribe and share. Thanks, everyone!